Good morning and welcome to day two of Morning Motivation. I am Dan Cassidy, CEO and founder of Inspire.com, helping people live better every day. Today, we are going to be talking about pleasure and pain, specifically as it relates to achieving your goal and your New Year's resolution. Now, you've heard of Tony Robbins, everybody's favorite motivational speaker and personal development coach. Tony believes and talks a lot about how the emotions of pleasure and pain determine whether we achieve the goals that we set for ourselves. Specifically, he talks about the fact that we as human beings determine our actions by how much pleasure we associate with doing a certain thing or how much pain we associate with not doing it. So we are going to use these emotions of pleasure and pain in order to help us achieve the goals we set for ourselves. So what I'd like you to do today is take the goal that you set for yourself yesterday and associate as much pleasure as you can with achieving this goal as possible. Then throughout the day, let's say if you're driving to work and you're at a stoplight, or you're online at the coffee shop waiting for coffee, or maybe you're sitting at the office and you have a few minutes to yourself. During these quiet moments, I want you to imagine achieving your goal and think about all the pleasure you will get once you achieve it. Okay, so let's say if you want to lose weight, what I'd like you to do is really feel what it's like to lose that weight and think about all the pleasure that will happen once you do it. Don't just think about the numbers on the scale. Instead, think about yourself going to the store and buying a new bathing suit and looking in the mirror and seeing how great you look in that bathing suit. Think about going to the pool, maybe the town pool or the beach, and everybody looking at you saying, "Wow, you look great." Think about going to the store and trying on a whole new wardrobe, okay? And what you should even do, on top of thinking about the pleasure that will happen once you lose this weight, you should exaggerate it. So along with thinking about the new wardrobe you'll have and how great you'll look, picture yourself walking down the red carpet and everybody seeing you, cheering you on, talking about how amazing you look, and you thinking how great you feel, okay? So your job for today is to think about how much pleasure you'll achieve and really exaggerate it once you achieve your goal. Next, you want to associate as much pain as possible with not achieving your goal. That's right. Think about what happens if you don't achieve your goal. Think about if you don't lose the weight. Think about how many times you've tried to do this before unsuccessfully, and if you don't do it this time, what it's going to be like. Another failed attempt. Okay, another time when you could have done what you wanted to do, but you didn't do it. So associate a lot of pain with that, okay? You only live once. You want to make sure it's awesome. You want to never settle for second best. And you can do it this time. You can do it. But one way that you can strengthen your resolve and your desire and your motivation to achieve this is to, one, associate a lot of pleasure with achieving it, and two, associate a lot of pain with not achieving it. So think about not just maintaining at your current weight, think about gaining even more weight. Think about not being able to fit into your clothes. Think about waking up tired every day because you don't have the energy to go to work and do the things you love to do, okay? So associate a lot of pleasure with achieving your goal and a lot of pain with not achieving your goal and really exaggerate it, okay? Your job today is to do this throughout the day as much as you can. And then I guarantee you, by the end of the day, you will have a whole new resolve in achieving your goal. So do this today, and then tomorrow we'll see you back here, and we'll talk about self-talk and affirmations and how you can use the power of your subconscious mind to strengthen your resolve even more. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dan Cassidy, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.